This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. We've got breaking news. Milo Yiannopoulos has announced his resignation from Breitbart News. This just happened moments ago. In the last 48 hours or so, I haven't really spoken about this. I kind of wanted to see it play out a little bit more before I commented on it. Milo was invited to CPAC. Within a day, he was disinvited because videos emerged where he seemingly talks about pedophilia and seemingly seems to make it no big deal. But again, he was talking about himself, and he is a very flippant guy. He is a provocateur. He says a lot of crazy things. I'm sure this will come out too. It is no secret that the Never Trumpers were after Milo. And in fact, now there are things that are coming out that Evan McMuffin was behind it. His group did the opposition research against Milo. But interestingly enough, the left today, and here's the point I wanted to make about this. The left is now cheering this. They are cheering basically censorship. Because regardless of whether you agreed with Milo and what he says, he deserves to be heard. Now, if you don't like him, if you want to turn it off, switch the channel, you're welcome to do that. But the fact is, it's always amazing how the left always exposes themselves, whether it's backing censorship or even violence. The left always, always exposes themselves, always. So I just wanted to comment on that real quick. And Marie Le Pen did an amazing thing today and really did more for feminism than all the social justice warriors and identity politics people out there. Let me just set this up. She was supposed to meet with the Grand Mufti of Lebanon today. And as she's just about to go into the meeting in this video of this, they tell her, you know, hey, you got to wear this headscarf. You can't go in to see the Grand Mufti. First of all, what is a Grand Mufti anyway? You can't go see the Grand Mufti Is the Grand Mufti, is he the Grand Mufti of the Water Buffalo Lodge? What exactly is he the Grand Mufti of? Anyway, so she's going. She's supposed to meet with this guy, and they tell her she's got to wear a headscarf. She says, no. No, I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, you got to. You can't meet with them. She says, no. She turns out, and she walked out of the meeting. Marie Le Pen did more for feminism than all the other snowflakes and social justice warriors and the identity politics people of the left by standing up and saying, no, I will not be subjugated. I will not wear a headscarf. Now, that's feminism. That is feminism. So if the left were truly liberal, and I would argue that they have long ago ceased being liberal, they're neo-liberals now. They have joined the ranks of the neo-cons now. If they were truly liberal, they would frankly embrace people like Milo. And they would embrace people like Marie Le Pen. But, you know, they won't. And the reason why is because they don't agree with them politically. So they won't celebrate them. And so, if you think about it, how illiberal is that? That's not liberal. I'm wondering if, for instance, the media will report about Marie Le Pen. Because what Marie Le Pen did today was really a blow against the subjugation of women that is interwoven within Islam. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, here is a religion that specifically calls for the subjugation of women, separates the sexes, doesn't allow women to drive. If a woman is raped, she has to have three other people to verify her rape. This is a religion and a philosophy that blames the victim. In fact, going back to Milo, it seems now that he's said that he was a victim of sexual abuse. And let me just point something out. Lena Dunham, in her book, had talked about how she had molested her sister, masturbated with her sister while she was in bed when she was 17 years old. And the left just didn't even comment on it. She still has her show on HBO. She spoke at the Democrat convention on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And I point this out because I want to point out the incredible hypocrisy of the left. You know, again, if this was, if for instance Milo was a gay man who was a Democrat, he would be embraced today. Same with Marie Le Pen. If Marie Le Pen was a leftist, she would be embraced today because of her stand. Okay? For feminism. She did more for feminism than the whole feminist movement has done in the last 20 years. What have they done? You know? Oh, wow, you're a feminist because you went and had an abortion. No, this is true feminism. She actually stood up to an oppressive religion and said, no, I'm not wearing the headscarf. Okay? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You made my soul burning fire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The stock market has had its best 30-day post-inauguration rise since the presidency of FDR. Where's the love for Trump, huh? Where's the love for Trump? Of course, the media won't tell you this. I want to go back to the insidious nature, frankly, of the left. And how they have been able to, and I talked a little about this in the last hour, how they have been able to really take the narrative about immigration and make it so that, you know, if you're against anyone that comes to this country, no matter how they came here, you are against immigrants. Because if you speak in platitudes all the time, see, this is what the left is so good at doing is speaking in platitudes, right? Because if I say to you, oh, I'm a progressive, well, who's not for progress, right? Or, for instance, if you say that the Republicans, they don't want clean air or water. You hear this all the time. In fact, here's an example of it. The ladies on The View, Joy Behar, said exactly this. But see, what happens is, and this is what I'm getting at here. When you speak in platitudes always, whether it's immigration or sexism or, you know, what have you. If you speak in platitudes always, then hey, you're always, you know, you can always be right. Case in point, let me just play this for you here. This is the ladies of The View, and Joy Behar. They're talking about Trump's regulations, okay?
By the media backlash that he's getting. They see a very successful president who's making good on his campaign promise.
Right. Yeah. I guess they don't want clean water or air.
No, but they voted for... That's not a fair...
See, I guess they don't want clean air or water! And here's... this is one of the other women on The View pushing back. The one conservative on The View. Okay?
Point. People say Republicans don't like clean water or air. That's not true. There's a lot of people
the
that are
EPA
fighting.
The guy is against the
that's not true, though. You have tons of people throughout the country who are trying to protect their jobs.
Just be regulated. He just allowed dumping in our streams.
He just allowed dumping in our streams. He wants dirty air and dirty water. He's against all immigrants. Aren't we a country of immigrants? Don't we love immigrants?
Water sources. But there has to be a balance because a lot of that excessive regulation puts a lot of people out of work, and those people
have
to
see
their
families. Let me say this.
Coal companies are putting stuff into my rivers.
First of all, the EPA was strengthened.
First of all, I don't remember when the EPA. And these liberals, by the way, when under the Obama administration, when Flint happened, or that other river that was polluted by the chemicals being released in the water, I forget where it was. I don't recall that they were freaking out that much about that. Oh yeah, because it was Obama. Listen.
Because companies were not looking out for their workers. That's why these regulations went in, because the companies didn't care that they were poisoning people's water. They didn't care. They felt like they had a revolving door of miners who could come in and go. The people who are going to get eaten by this deregulation, are the people who live in that area.
That's true.
I don't know if it's the people who voted for him, but the people who are miners who are in these areas where this runoff is going to happen, going to find themselves doing the same things their grandfathers did 30 years ago when they discovered that these companies could give a flying booty about them. We'll be right back.
Because, you know, Republicans, they don't want clean air and clean water. And if you talk like this all the time, if you say, if you repeat the mantra all the time, i.e. Republicans don't want clean air and water, Republicans are against immigration, because I've heard this so many times. And it's when you speak in platitudes and you speak in generalizations. And these people are great at it. They're awesome at this, at the talking points. You know, talking about them and scaring you, and scaring you. Because that's all the global warming hoax is. And I'm sorry, but it's a hoax. It's if you scare people enough, you can create a whole industry based on scaring people. In fact, that's what the Democrat Party has been reduced to, is scaring the bejesus out of you. I.e., they're coming to get you. They're going to deport you. They're going to deport everybody you know. We're going to have dirty air, dirty water. They're coming to get you. They're going to do away with all the regulations. They're coming to get you. The end as we know it is here. In fact, I got to tell you, I think that all this running around, pants on fire stuff, is only helping Donald Trump. And it's only going to hurt you guys down the road. Really. Because let's say after, I mean, it's been a month now. And it's like every day it's the end of the world. If, God forbid, something actually does happen, and the Trump administration is responsible for something, for an actual something, nobody's going to believe you anymore. They're going to be like, yeah, well, you know. And because it has been going on now for months and months and months, almost 2 years now, of the media saying, this is it. This is it. He's done. Not so fast there, Skippy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Howard Dean says that young people have been traumatized by Trump's election. Maybe they should have gone out and vote. You know, they were, let me tell you, the media really, frankly, helped Trump. And I'll tell you why they did. Because all they did was bash him all the time. And also, they assured everyone, and especially these young people that Howard Dean talks about, that there's no way Trump was going to win. No way Trump was going to win. And that Hillary was going to just, take it to the bank. Hillary was going to win. There's no way Trump's going to win. So they essentially handed the election over to Trump. Because people thought, and especially young people, thought that, hey, we got this in the bank. We don't need to go out and vote. Hell. I'd have to get up. I ain't doing that. I'm going to sleep in. And the poll, what time are the polls close? No. I think also they're doing frankly, a favor now. They continue to. Because all this bashing and all this, you know, pants on fire stuff, all this, you just crying wolf. And I think you're solidifying basically the support that Trump has. You're actually pushing people to support Trump. I think this is only going to hurt, frankly, I think this is only going to hurt the Democrat Party going forward. Anyway, I want to play this for you. Here's Howard Dean. Listen to this. Oh, actually, there's a panel on MSNBC talking about how Trump is now traumatized young people. Because they were in a discussion about the election and the numbers and who voted. It's a, kind of an interesting exchange.
But it's not changing the overall
name. I don't hear a name lately.
Only when Trump brings it up.
No, really, not that she'll come back, but right now she's...
Ed is 100% right, but I'm betting what happens is these young people have been traumatized by Trump's election because it was essentially a reneging on every single value that somebody in this country under 35 has. They were shocked. Mm-hmm. I think they're coming out in 2018,
but you have to look
which
at
they did not do in 2014.
And you also have...
Okay, I want to stop that there. So what he says is they're traumatized because Trump is reneging on everything that they have come to view as their own alternative reality, okay? And this goes back to, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program when I talked about how there are people now that are fearful of being deported, right? The DHS has now announced that they're going to, in fact, start deporting people. And it's like, he told you he was going to do this. There was, look, the fact that Barack Obama ignored the law and didn't enforce the law, did you think that was going to be forever? I guess so. Did you think that was going to be forever? Because since it wasn't the law, and since Obama chose not to enforce existing law, see, this, again, this was the biggest canard, was that, oh, we need comprehensive immigration reform. Because, of course, not only were Democrats saying that, Republicans were saying that as well. We need comprehensive immigration reform. So they could just kick the can down the road and say, well, you know what, we can't do this because until we get comprehensive immigration reform. They've been saying that for 30 years. We need comprehensive immigration reform. No. We need someone to actually enforce the law. So these young people now are traumatized because, oh my God, Trump is actually going to enforce the law. Let me go. I want to go back to this this segment on MSNBC.
A ton of, I mean, every women's listserv that I'm on talks about how there's a gazillion women running for office right now. There's so many, the women's movement is incredibly, like, energized going on right now. There's, by some counts, 13,000 women are running for office in 2018. And that could have a huge impact on the midterm elections where women traditionally don't turn out. And if women, you get women to turn out, if women had turned out in 2012 in the same numbers they turned out in 2008, Democrats would have won, would have normally kept the Senate, they would have won the House. That's how powerful women voters are.
Except again, when you talk about subgroups like that, you have to take out the minorities and look at what's happening with the white vote to really tell what's happening. A good example was in this election, white vote was 1% higher of the vote participation.
So anyway, they're talking about the numbers of people that voted. And so this person on MSNBC seems to take the view that you know, there's all kinds of, there's women out there, they're running. And they're incredibly motivated. Well, why weren't they incredibly motivated to go out and vote? Because part of the discussion was how, for instance, white women. White women voted for Trump more than Romney. Yeah. And, of course, we know now that Hispanics and blacks did as well. But here's the point. Somebody voted for Trump. Enough people voted for Trump that he won. So, obviously, there was a lot of people that wanted his policies. Again, it's like, you know, when you saw, for instance, what happened in Brexit. Like, after the vote came out for Brexit, everybody's, I remember the media, the media elites, and everybody was saying, well, they didn't really mean this. They didn't really mean this. And in fact, they wanted to have a do-over, a petition, a do-over. Same thing happened here. No, yeah, actually, people did mean it. That's the people actually like Donald Trump. They actually like his policies. And again, I think you're going to see this all over the world. You're going to see this movement of, again, nationalism, the nation state, a rejection of globalism. You're seeing that. And I know that a lot of the globalist crowd will say, well, we can't go back. You can do anything you want. Okay? You can do whatever you want. We can all go back. People voted because they were rejecting Barack Obama. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So there's this article today in the Wall Street Journal, right? And this caught my eye because I had seen another similar article a couple days ago. Anyway, teens are now using video chat to hang out. And it's specifically talking about Generation Z. Now, Generation Z is basically ranges from adolescence to early 20s. That's the group loosely defined as Generation Z. Okay? By the way, also, Generation Z, this is interesting about Generation Z. Generation Z is turning out to be more conservative than, for instance, millennials, which is, you know, kind of surprising. So, now this Generation Z, which, again, is basically adolescence to early 20s, right? So you could kind of characterize them as, I guess, teens. You could say they're teens, right? If you're 19, you're still a teen. So basically it talks about how now teens are using video chat to hang out. Okay, so here's the story. Almost every day when they get home from school, Gracie, age 16, and Sarah, age 14, open the app called House Party, where they can video chat with up to seven of their friends at once. The sisters, who live in Danville, California, use it to socialize and collaborate on homework for 15 minutes to an hour. When they first open it, they may be chatting with just one friend, but everyone they're connected to on House Party gets a push alert, and they're in the house, and soon enough the room fills up. It might even spill over into other rooms, growing organically, just like a real house party. Now, understand something. This isn't a real house, and they're not really hanging out. They're hanging out online. Yeah, hanging out online. Now, the reason why I mentioned this is because you're seeing now this incredible disconnect going on. And look, I've talked about it many times. But there's an incredible disconnect now between, and I think this is, I got to tell you, I think this is very dangerous for our culture, for our society in general. Because I think we are becoming more and more and more isolated as we are becoming more, quote-unquote, social on social media. Social media is anything but social. It is actually the most unsocial thing you can do, is be on social media. And so you're getting, and listen, just anecdotally, and I'll tell you this, because I see this all the time, because I might be out, I'll give you a perfect example. I will, from time to time, I'll either ride my bike around the neighborhood in the morning for a workout, or I'll run. I'll jog, although I can't do it as much anymore because my knees are starting to go. That's why I got a bike. Anyway, so this actually happened to me. So there's a young, like, I when I used to go out jogging or when I'd ride my bike, there was a young girl. I don't know if she was a millennial or maybe probably Generation Z. She's probably in her late teens, early 20s. And I would see her whenever I'd be, like, either walking my dog or running or jogging in my neighborhood. And I would say hello to her. And she would never say anything back to me. Like, I'm serious. Like, she would look right at me and not say anything. And I'm like, what is wrong with this person? You know, you see, look, you know, you see your neighbor or you see someone that you may see on your way to work or at the bus stop or your local Starbucks, whatever. And you don't know their name, but you see them. So you go, hey, how you doing? Right? What I've noticed is with these young millennials or Generation Z people, they don't say hello to you. So I would see this young girl, young lady, and I would say hi to her, and she wouldn't say anything. So I went to a restaurant that I go to on occasion. And it turns out that she is manning the counter there at this restaurant. So when I go to pay for the order, she's there and she goes, oh, hi. I'm like, what are you talking to me? She's like, oh, I always see you all the time, you know, in the neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, you're the chick that never says hi to me. But I didn't say that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up? Made small talk. And then when I saw her again, guess what? She wouldn't say hi to me again. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? And I'm telling you, try this. I'm telling you, try this. Start saying hello to people on the street. Seriously. Just as a little experiment for yourself. Start saying hello to people on the street. I'm telling you. People freak, especially young people, they freak out when you say hello to them. Just say hello. I'm telling you, just say hello. They freak out. They look away. They look down at their phone. They don't know how to react. And see, so here's my point on this, because now you got these teens using this video chat to hang out. They're not hanging out. They're actually not hanging out at all. So this article goes on to say, in 2015, the Pew Research Center reported that 73% of U.S. teens have access to a smartphone. Teens are clicking their phones, checking their phones on average more than 80 times a day. What's going on in that phone? You see, when I was a teenager, we actually hung out after school. You know, everybody, by the way, didn't everybody have somebody's house that they went to that their parents didn't get home till, you know, 5:36? That was my house, by the way. So after school, all my friends would come over to my house, and we'd hang out in the basement and smoke cigarettes, and my mom would come home and be like, smells like smoke here. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But the point is, we would hang out. We'd hang out, we'd listen to music, we'd talk, and it was an essential part of growing up. The interaction, the social interaction that happens with people is not happening. It's not happening. In fact, these people, young people, they are retarded. And I don't mean that in the sense that, in the Down's syndrome sense. I mean in the your retarded sense, okay? They're literally retarded. their social skills have been retarded, honestly. It's the best way I could describe it. and they don't know how to hang out, and they're hanging out online. And they're all doing it. And so when it comes time to actually talking to people, I'm going to tell you right now, the birth rates are going to go down. I guarantee you, going forward. You know why? People don't even know how to hook up. You can't hook up through the phone. Well, I guess you can on Tinder. But then you actually have to talk to people. I'm telling you, do that. Do that experiment. Say hello to, just start saying hello to people on the street, especially young people. It's, young people are the worst. I don't know if it's because their parents have, you know, told them, like, don't talk to strangers. Stranger danger. I don't know what it is. But it's really weird. It's just weird. Because I'm telling you, they won't say hello to you. Okay? So here's a new rule. Talk to as many strangers as possible out there. Okay? Say hello to people on the street. People you don't know. Just say hello to them. Engage. Talk. Say hello. Nice day, isn't it? Oh, yeah. You know, whatever it is. But talk. Talk to strangers. Talk to people. Talk to people you don't know. Say hello to people. Nobody's saying hello to anybody. That's the biggest problem today, I think. Okay? Small talk. No small talk going on. Just social media. How goofy is that? All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.